grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Yes, yes, Chris.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, how are you?
Very well. Had a great week this week.
That's good.
Thinking of Wellington and the South Island that have had our weather that we've been having the last week.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, eh?
It is. It is. but speaking of, because May Day today, also thinking of all the workers out there who their off-use cannabis use gets held against them by coming up and testing, or they've missed out of the job because of their conviction, or they've missed out on getting a legal license and going legal because of that. That's May Day. But Music Month as well, of course. And speaking of the South Island, J-Day is on Christchurch only this Saturday. There you go. So if you're in the South Island or whatever, get over there. Hopefully it's all good with the rain and that, but it'll all be fine by Saturday.
Whereabouts is it?
That is Latimer Square, which is right there in the heart of Christchurch. Yeah. Auckland
fun.
One, meanwhile, of course, is first Saturday of December. So that is the 6th of December. Put it in your diary.
Awesome. I will, actually.
Good.
What's the goss?
Okay, the big news. The big news is... is it big news? It is good. The world's largest cannabis company leaves New Zealand, gives up, and says, no, we're just going to concentrate on Australia. This is Peter Thiel, the infamous Peter Thiel of Palantir and PayPal or whatever else, and his cannabis company, Tilray. And so they, in fact, just launched a gummy edible product over in Australia last week and then said, New Zealand's a bit hard. We'll just stay over here, thanks.
So, wow, that's awesome.
It's another Peter Thiel business interest that has evaporated from New Zealand.
Oh dear.
For his, what did he spend for to get his citizenship? It's a couple of days? I'm not sure. Don't sue me. they were actually the first certified distributor here in New Zealand. First distributor licensed under the cannabis scheme. And they're out. They're gone.
Wow,
so you got till the end of the month if you're on one of their products, 31st of May. Two flowers and five oils. That'll be the last of them. And but talk to your doctor, your prescriber, and you know, get something else that's close as or whatever. Waseem Al-Zahar of the Cannabis Clinic said this reflects the regulatory barriers to setting up in New Zealand. But the Medical Cannabis Council had another take. Sally King said this wasn't a reflection on the market, which was growing rapidly, and the changes they made last year to allow exports has meant there are opportunities there for domestic growers, for the booming export markets. But I guess the point there is it might be the export markets are booming, but we've got to have a pathway for them to get their products here.
Well, well, well. There it is.
Rua, though, good news, I guess. Rua announced today on the stock market, if you've got some Rua shares, their sales like tripled in the last year. So that's good.
Wow,
Rua. And I do like Rua for one of the reasons being that they're into regional development, and the other that they have a compassionate access program for people
that's great.
Yeah. And Cannabis Clinic, speaking of which, have announced that they have launched one too. So
there it is.
That's quite good.
That's positive news.
There's some good people in the scene. Not according to the Royal College of GPs, though. they were on News Talk ZB last week. Medical Director Luke Bradford telling Heather Duplessis-Allen that medical... you know it. You know what they're going to say, right, on that show. Medical cannabis is lacking in evidence. Should only be used once all other options have been trialled. And that's not happening in these clinics, he says.
Well, that's... she's bad news, isn't she?
Yes. So I guess my point being with that would be they are specialist clinics, so they're not your GP. And in most cases, people have trialled all the other options. That's why they're there, because things aren't working for them. And of course, no one yet has reported that study from last week, the largest ever meta-analysis, which found, and I quote, strong consensus supporting the therapeutic use of cannabis.
There it is.
And I came across another study this week as well, to do with sleep. And this is like the number one reason people get their prescriptions for their medical cannabis, help them with some sleep, so they can rest up and go back to work the next day and pay some tax. And so this sleep study, Journal of Sleep Research, if you want to look it up, they had them on a balanced oil. This was the old double-blind randomized clinical trial and everything. 10 milligrams THC, 15 milligrams CBD. Was the formulation there, what they call a balanced oil, 0.2 to 1.5 mils a day, and dosing 2 hours before sleep. 2 weeks later, 60% of them no longer met the clinical score for insomnia.
Wow.
I mean, that in itself is incredible. Anyone who's had sleep issues will know if you can get that kind of effectiveness off something, you know, give it a go. Only 15% of the patients had not tried other medications first.
Well, there you go. People hate data, don't they?
Contrary, well, Royal College of GPs might want to look up these studies. Now, people might be thinking, medical cannabis, we've got to have the local growers, and of course we do. We need that to happen. One of them, of course, Gandalf, Paul Smith, otherwise known as, in the Northland.
How is that?
Well, it got deferred. The old court case got deferred, as often happens. So 13th of May, he's now at Whangarei. If you want to make a showing there or send a message of support.
In a couple of weeks, is it? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Good to know.
Good on him. And you know, here's hoping that out of this comes some good, you know, some sort of precedent or some sort of, you know, campaign around his trial and things like that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Good on you, Paul. Good on you. Now, speaking of what happens, of course, when the legal market doesn't provide, we'll switch now to the BBC, which reported this week that, according to the UK Border Force, a 90% drop in mail-order cannabis from Thailand. And apparently 15 tonnes of, just in the old envelopes in the mail, 15 tonnes worth in the 3 months of final quarter of last year. I thought, bloody hell, didn't even know that was happening. But there you go. So there's a lot of people just shipping it over from Thailand into the UK. And so they said to the Thai border people, hey, why don't you actually check it first? And so they did. So it's dropped to 1.5 tonnes in the last quarter, January to March. Yeah. But of course, that's just what they find. Of course, that's what they know about.
True stories.
They could have just found other ways to do it. 50 Brits over in Thailand have been busted for attempting cannabis smuggling.
There it is.
There you go. So, yeah, go over there for a good holiday, but don't smuggle it out, I guess is the lesson there.
Dangerous business.
Yeah, yeah. I do hear from people, like, literally who have been there, like, this week, last week type thing, that it's all still on. So this sort of talk when you hear, oh, no, they've changed the law and stopped and that, it's often just for media consumption.
Yeah, right.
Isn't actually the reality.
Yeah, it's high off, isn't it? There it is.
Quite a few comments this week, or media coverage, of a landlord here in Auckland, and the deal that was struck. Auckland landlord, Nartan Pan, to pay $300K after allowing rentals to be used to grow cannabis. So she had four houses around Auckland. When police raided them all, they were all converted in every room to growing cannabis. Two other houses owned by the husband and brother, the same thing. And she'd already lost a house in Australia for the same thing.
Wow.
But all of them were seized by the banks for defaulting on the mortgages. Cops didn't get any of it. And so they've come up with a deal of paying them $300K within 6 months, or they'll take her last house.
So what happened to the plant?
Well, this isn't in any of the reporting, but I suspect it's some of these kind of Vietnamese grows we've been hearing about.
Oh, I see.
If anyone knows any more? I thought it was conspicuous that it wasn't in the report.
Curious.
But quite a good deal, I thought, compared to what previously happened and has happened with people. With their whole farms being seized over, you know, some plants they found in a gully like 10Ks away at the other end of the block and stuff. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay, right. So now, final story of the week, and it's more 420 coverage, which I guess is quite good for the old J-Day on the weekend too. 420 Day, of course, was April the 20th. 420. And this is, 420 Day was a coming out for Zigzag Papers. And you'd think, right, you'd think, the Zigzag Papers, come on, especially the blues.
Mm.
These guys, right?
Yeah.
A little pack here, slow burn and blues.
Yep.
Very much associated with cannabis, and the yellow is for the tobacco. So Zigzag actually sponsored 420 Day in Times Square, New York.
Mm.
And this, it turns out, is the first time they've been officially associated with cannabis ever.
Really?
Turns Zigzag. Out. And I thought, really? And yeah, you look on the pack and it says, for the full enjoyment of your favourite tobacco. So they've now switched over. Of course, it's legal in New York and much of America and the world. And that slogan now is for herbal use. Is on there. Not even tobacco, or I guess tobacco's a herb. Maybe.
True story.
Yeah, so there you go. So, and they said they want to be part of the journey towards legalization.
Oh, good on you, Zigzag.
Yeah.
Claim it. It's about time they lean in to their clientele.
Now, this Cannabis Now website has a good article on this where they cover the history of Zigzag, and this guy on the front, who they call a bearded, picturesque rogue, holding a hand-rolled cigarette or joint. This is Boris the Zouave, and Zouaves were a Berber tribe in the mountains of what's now Algeria, I guess going across to Morocco. They fought for the French in the 1830s. Boris the Zouave was trying to have a smoke, this is the legend, trying to have a smoke amid a pitched battle, when a bullet shattered his pipe. Undeterred, he ripped off a strip of his gunpowder pouch, rolled up the tobacco in it, and thus invented the idea of rolling papers. There you go.
Okay, what's his name? Boris.
Boris the Zouave. So these were originally called La Zouaves. And
bring
when,
back La Zouaves.
I think it's quite cool too. And yeah. But when they invented this interlocking, interwoven paper thing where you pull one out and the next one appears.
Yeah, yeah.
So they invented that technique and renamed it Zigzag. And all the other papers that use that have to pay them a little royalty.
That's awesome. Shout out to La Zouave.
Yeah. Very cool.
Innovation.
So there you go. That's the wrap up for the week.
Awesome.
Wrap up and the roll up. If you want some Zigzags, here you can have that one. But come on.
Really?
I hear you need some papers.
I do. I always do. And it's awesome.
We do sell the old blue Zigzags at the shop, but not the yellows. Come on down.
Thank you, Chris. Look at that. Thanks. Shout outs to the hemp store.
Right,
will you guys be doing anything for fam?
Oh, well, yes, the whole of K Road will be open.
Yep.
Part of the vibe. So that's this Saturday, and of course, that's part of New Zealand Music Month. They've got a few stages and things. It's 12 to something.
12 to 8, I believe.
Oh, there you go.
Something.
And it's going to be great, and we'll be open, so come on in.
Awesome.
Grab coffee or whatever. And of course, if you're in the South Island, J Day's on Saturday. And give us a shout, a ring at the shop, or come on in if you need a doctor. It's a bit more open-minded than the GPs, the College of GPs, I should say. Harvest Fest is also on the Saturday. Mystery location in somewhere in Auckland.
Ooh.
Look it up.
Ooh.
Harvest Fest 2025 on Insta.
Okay.
Off the record is the 15th of May, so it's 2 weeks. Third Wednesday of every month. What is that, 2 weeks? Whatever that is. Alan Melville, there you go. You can get your stuff tested. And watch a film.
Watch an awesome film.
Have a chat.
Bang it.
22nd of May is Puff Puff Paint at the Button Factory. That's going to be good too.
Yeah. That
you know what?
Awesome.
You know, that's self explanatory.
Yeah,
Puff
I need
Puff
to get
Paint.
Into some of that.
Yeah, yeah. And then all the way through to December is the J Day. 6th of December. Looking forward to that.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris.
Sweet ass.
Well, there's your weekly dose of marijuana media and other such as fun, enjoyable facts around paraphernalia of. What I didn't even call it paraphernalia, would I?
I'm trying
accoutrements.
To think of what a joint would be like rolled out of a gunpowder pouch. I mean, jeez.
That's pretty awesome.
I'm glad he hit on the idea of using paper.
Yeah, that's actually, he changed the course of history forever. Thanks, Chris.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
To the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with Mary Jane.